Colder, high of minus 9 on Saturday, high of minus 13 on Sunday. Right now, minus 7, minus 11 with the wind chill.
Go to live885.com. Do it. Do it. And you can click on the startup engine. You'll find a link for everybody that we talk to here on the Live 88.5 startup, including Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, and his audio reviews. And we've got him on the line this morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the basic Civic. How basic is the basic Civic?
Well, it has wheels, which is really nice. I remember when those sort of things were options. No, it's it's surprisingly well equipped. And I drive all these fancy cars and that, and I keep forgetting just what a great little car the Honda Civic is.
Yeah.
Now it's really coming toward the end of its life. They just premiered the next generation at the North American Auto Show in Detroit. You look at the competition, which would be like the Hyundai Elantra, the Toyota Corolla, cars like that, the VW, I guess the low-end Jetta.
Yeah.
It can compete with any of them head-to-head, and most of those other cars, well, not the Corolla perhaps, but most of the other cars in this class are newer in their lifestyle or their life cycle.
What would they be replacing it with, though?
Well, they're going to replace it with a new Civic. I don't know what they're going to do.
I see, okay.
What usually happens is it gets a little bit bigger, a little bit heavier, a little bit more power, a little bit more luxurious. That's why actually there's a Honda Fit now, because over the decades that the Civic has been out here, it's just kept growing and growing and growing, and now it's no longer a dinky little entry level car. So they had to bring in another dinky little entry level car to replace it.
Well, I mean, the brilliance of the Civic was always it was just cheap, and then you customized it for what you want. Is it still a cheap little car?
Oh, yeah, you can get into a Civic for $20,000 or under. And, I mean, it depends what you want. Again, this one I had was very basic, had a 5-speed automatic transmission, had, a reasonable stereo in it, but it had air conditioning, it had auxiliary audio, 140 horsepower from its 4-cylinder engine. So, I mean, that is not huge horsepower, but it's not bad either. You can do a lot worse these days, and the car is just a little blast to drive.
Wow, no kidding.
You don't really lose anything. I mean, it wasn't completely entry-level, but it was pretty close. It had cruise control, power door locks, keyless entry, everything you really need. The only thing it didn't really have that I thought it should have is automatic headlights and Bluetooth, and I think every car should have that.
All right, Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, and we'll take a look at the Lexus GS 350 in just a bit. Live 88.5 traffic now with Amal Wahab.
This traffic update...
Ottawa's Alternative Rock, Live 88.5 at 8:23. It's the Live 88.5 startup, minus 7, going to minus 5, a little bit warmer today, but still some flurries kicking around. We'll see some sunshine, too, eventually. And our Live 88.5 car crasher is Jim Bray. You can find links for him at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. Jim, tell us about what you thought about the Lexus GS350.
Well, the GS350, well, the GS itself used to be my favorite Lexus. It actually was until just shortly before Christmas when I drove the IS350, which is the GS's little brother.
Right.
The GS is, it's a little larger, a little heavier. It's a little more luxurious, a little more focusing on the luxury. Has the same engine in it. This year, they've added the all-wheel drive option to it, and that's the one that I had, which means it's nice and stable in the snow, but I was out in a snowy parking lot yesterday, turned the traction control off and tried to do some donuts, and it was just absolutely useless for that, so forget that. It's built for safety, not for fun.
Right.
But it has the same V6 engine. It's a 3.5 liter, and it puts out 303 horsepower, 274 pound-feet of torque. So, I mean, that is more than adequate power.
Yep.
However, the same engine in the IS350, which is a smaller and lighter car, is a little more fun.
Gotcha.
Now, fortunately, you have settings on the center console for this from either snow, default, or power. So snow is really great. When the roads are really crummy, it's like throwing out an anchor. It makes your gas pedal not function as well, and it actually does a really nice job.
Right.
But the power setting on the GS is actually the one that you really want. Well, if you enjoy a spirited ride, because I found that the default setting a little bit sedate for me, a little bit sloppy, but you put it on power and it just seems to tighten up the suspension a bit, and it tightens up the shift points, and it just makes this little bit heavier car a little bit more fun to drive, and that's nice.
This has to be a pricey car then.
It is a little, it starts at $54,650. That's for the all-wheel drive version. So
right.
That's actually not bad for a car in this class. You know, you're talking about going up against all BMW 5 Series vehicles like that.
And how does it compare to those?
Well, I drove the BMW 5 last fall, and I like it a lot. I mean, BMWs are just wonderful cars to drive. I'm not a big fan of their interiors. I find them a little stark. And unfortunately, I find that the GS is a little stark, too. Not that it's not luxurious or anything, but it's just so black. It's all this black plastic.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really the most welcoming thing. And even the IS was pretty well the same, but I think just the fact that it's smaller, the dashboard's a little lower, it just doesn't seem to be as overpowering. And speaking of overpowering, one of the things that I like about the IS, too, that the GS really needs is paddle shifters with the automatic.
Oh.
It's a nice 6-speed automatic. It shifts nicely. But I've gotten used to paddles, and I really like them. You can keep your hands on the steering wheel while you're driving, and
yeah,
to me, it makes a difference.
Absolutely, yeah. It gives it another life, another level of fun.
Well, another level of fun, also another level of control, because you can be shifting while your hands are on the wheel instead
right.
of having to take your hand off and, you know, then start feeling around for the shift on the center console.
Yeah, for sure. Good stuff. Thanks for telling us about it, Jim. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, and you can find his written reviews through live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. It's 8:27, the Live 88.5 startup, and a fresh new spin now. This is Finger 11 and Whatever Doesn't Kill Me.